Hello.
Hi, this is Mitchell calling from Regents on a recorded line. I have an update for a task that someone reached out for today.
Okay.
May I have your first name and last initial?
My name is Sam. Last time initial is D for Delta.
Thank you, Sam. Okay. So, for the task 252-100-003-899.
This call is for which provider or which facility?
So this is for the office of Jason Adaman.
Okay, Jason Adaman. And could you please provide me the patient account number or patient name?
Okay, one moment.
Yeah.
It's loading, please wait.
Yeah.
There we are. Okay, it's Leslie Christian. Date of birth 12/15/1963.
Okay. Just wait for a minute. I will pull up the account.
Okay.
Could you please provide me the date of birth once again?
Yes.
12/15/1963. Just hold on. I pull up the account. Yeah. I successfully pull up the account. And which data of service you're talking about?
Okay, so this would be for the task 252-100-003-899.
Okay.
We were awaiting a letter to be sent in that said it was from UMP. Saying that the member did not have an active eligibility, but we have not received that.
For which unit of service?
I believe that was June 10th, 2025.
Oh, June 10th, 2025.
Correct. We were informed that it would be faxed in to check and see as for why it said eligibility not available. Otherwise, the information on availability would be current and active for what is pulling from our systems.
Okay.
But we asked if they could send in the letter so we could analyze it and decide as for why there was no claim found.
Which letter means it's our letter that mention our details and member details or anything that we need to download on portal?
I'm sorry?
Which letter?
Were informed that there was a letter that was received from UMP stating that the member had no active eligibility. However, we could not see what that letter is, because we do not have it, so we asked for it to be faxed in.
Okay. Can you wait for a minute so I can check the eligibility on portal?
Okay.
Yeah. Thank you.
If the member is eligible, at the time of the call, we did not receive the claim, so it was not on file, okay?
Okay, just hold on. I just log in into Ability.
Okay. But also, it would need to be resubmitted.
Yeah. I will check the eligibility first.
Okay.
Okay, as per checking on the ability, the member name is Christian Leslie J. Member ID number is QDWW71033985. Group number is 1003948. It's active from January 1, 2025 to December 31st, 2025.
Correct.
So what we need to do now?
So if, because that is what our system is showing, we didn't receive the claim that was supposedly sent, so it never processed.
Okay, so we need to file claim again.
Correct, unless it was already done. The last time I spoke with someone, they said that it was not eligible and that they were going to send a letter in. Because you found it that it is eligible, we would need that claim to be resubmitted.
Okay, looks like we submit this claim on August 1st, 2025.
Okay, perfect. Then there will be nothing further needed if it is processed. Thank you.
Okay.
And have a great day.
You too. Bye.